Rory, how you doing? Are you all right?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Don't mind yourself. Rory Cashin is here taking a look at some of the movies that do be happening in terms of the big screen and the small. Let's take a look at the big screen. What's happening?
The big one this week is Cinderella. Kenneth Branagh was over himself just a week ago for JADIF to screen it to the public. It is, if you don't know the story of this by now, what rock have you been under? It is. Yeah. It's the whole glass slipper, big ball, love at first sight thing with the evil stepmothers. It's exactly the Cinderella story.
I'm just wondering what you're going to say, because I've seen it myself, and we're going to be talking to Kenneth Branagh tomorrow maybe, or sometime, maybe Easter weekend, but I think it might be tomorrow. Anyway, the point about it is that there's been a lot of controversy about it, because people are thinking that because of Brave, was that the one with the red hair? And because of Frozen and that, and because they're more feisty, feminist-type women, how dare they bring us right back hundreds of years to a woman who has to kiss a frog or kiss a prince to become a... Ah, get over it.
Yeah,
it's the story of Cinderella. Don't go if you don't want to. It's great, isn't it?
I thought it was beautiful to look at. He had fantastic production designers and cinematographers and costume designers, and the performances were great. I do understand... Like, maybe after, you know, remember Enchanted and Into the Woods, where Disney were kind of poking fun at the whole silly princess. It kind of reminded me of like every horror film that came out after Scream, where you don't forgive, you know, people investigating strange noises in their underwear anymore. You're like, no, we're aware of that now.
Oh, it's all postmodern,
etc. Yeah. So like, it's not the same as Maleficent and Oz, Great and Powerful. It's
absolutely straight down the line, and it looks fantastic.
It is gorgeous to look at. It is something you need to see in the big screen, because about it,
like the conversation between the two of them each time. It's only small conversations. It really gets everything across the way when they meet first of all, and the horse, all that stuff.
Yeah,
it's great.
There's one scene in the ball. In the screening I was at, where he just kind of touches her lower back when they're about to start dancing, and the entire audience like gasped, and it was just like, it was nothing. It was a real nothing moment, but you're like, romance, old school romance.
Yeah, that's what it was. And it was by the way, there's no little kind of how shall I put it? It's not a cartoon. Well, there are little cartoony little the mice things and the cat and all that.
Yeah, and the lizards turn into
and
the horsemen.
And also going to and from the ball is where all the special effects happen in terms of the pumpkin, and that's fantastic.
Yeah. I thought it was really, really good, but again, there are some people who are like, it's kind of old school.
No, I thought it was very good. And by the way, the success of it, mother of jeepers.
Yeah. Well, it cost a lot to make. It was just shy of 100 mil or something, but it's made it back in America already, and it'll go on to be one of the bigger...
And after Thor, does that mean Kenneth Branagh is the go-to guy now for all these big, huge...
Potentially. I know Jack Ryan didn't do too well. Was that last year?
Yeah.
And as far as I know, he's doing Romeo and Juliet next, and he's then teaming up with Martin Scorsese to do Macbeth. Is it Macbeth? Yeah, Macbeth.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so he's a lot of his play.
Yeah. All right, okay, that's Cinderella, and it's thumbs up for that from Kenneth Branagh's Cinderella, that is. And the acting is what the acting has to do. Cate Blanchett is the baddie and all the rest of it, the wicked stepmother.
Yeah, they're all really good in this.
Yeah, Helena Bonham Carter's funny in it too. Okay, now, go on, anything else?
Get Hard.
I've seen the ads all over the place, but I haven't seen the movie.
It's Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart. Will Ferrell is incorrectly accused of embezzlement and he's being sent to prison. He's 30 days to get his affairs in order, so he hires Kevin Hart's character to get him ready for prison, believing that he has been in prison. But Kevin Hart is actually an upstanding citizen but needs the money from Will Ferrell. That's the joke. That's the plot and the joke. It is probably Will Ferrell's worst film to date, and I've seen Bewitched, and I've seen The Campaign, and I've seen all of his terrible
Will
ones.
Will Ferrell really can. I mean, the 2 out of 3 ain't good with him. Like, yeah. In fact, 4 out of 5.
Yeah, and this is the worst one I've ever seen him in.
Really?
And it's it's offensive in places. Like, it's kind of racist, it's kind of homophobic, it's kind of sexist. Some of the best comedians out there are the best comedians because they are offensive and they can land those punches really, really well.
Yeah, you really want to get that one right.
Yeah. Otherwise, it just comes across as lazy and mean-spirited, which is kind of exactly what Get Hard was, and I cannot unrecommend it enough.
Okay, unrecommended enough. Okay, definitely thumbs down for Get Hard, thumbs up for Cinderella. So, anything else in the big screen?
Yes, it's actually kind of a busy week. The new SpongeBob movie is out. There's another film called Seventh Son, which is out. But the one I wanted to call attention to is this Argentinian black comedy called Wild Tales. It was nominated at the most recent Academy Awards for Best Foreign Language Picture. It's directed by nobody you know. It stars nobody you particularly know. It's produced by Pedro Almodovar. It's 6 short films that are only connected.
Produced by him, not directed. Okay,
yeah, just produced, yeah.
Okay,
and it's 6 short films linked only by the theme of revenge. And it's one of those hidden gems that, like, at the end of the year, you're still going to be recommending to people.
Are the actual people and stories linked, or is it just the only link is that they're all wronged?
That's the only link in there, is that they're all performing revenge in one way or another, be it against the entire government at large or one person in particular. Every single one of the short stories is really funny. It's visually inventive. The acting is fantastic. This would be my film of the week. I thought it was so good.
I was missing out on that. It's a comedy.
It's a really dark comedy. Super dark comedy, but it is a comedy all the same.
Okay, so Wild Tales is the big one. Get Hard is appalling, and Cinderella is very good.
Yes, that's it.
All right, that's the big screen. What about the small screen, Rory?
The big one this weekend is Interstellar. What did you think of it? Did you see it on the big screen?
Yeah, I mean, like, after 2 hours in the cinema, you know, the bum gets a bit numb, and then, oh, the Lord of God, we've got to go into the fifth dimension for the last bit. What's going on with that wall? Is that a library behind it? And it was so bizarre. It was actually so ambitious and so bizarre that I would praise it for that. Is it a convoluted load of old gobbledygook? Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a problem with that? I quite liked it.
I would be on your side as well.
But I wouldn't necessarily recommend it. It's a different thing.
It's something I'd say people would watch once and then potentially never watch again,
even though you're scratching your head going, what the hell just happened?
There's no real desire to go back. I feel like even rewatching it, it's not going to make much more sense. If anything, it's going to make less sense. And I'll be curious to see if it suffers from the gravity effect, in that, like, something you see on the big screen in IMAX massive sound system and you're blown away by the visual and the aural side of it.
It was so loud.
It was super
loud.
It was Hans Zimmer, yeah. But I'd be curious to see how that works just on a home cinema, like if you're maybe a bit more forgiving of the shonky plot because you're not distracted by the super loud sound effects in the background. But everyone was building it up to be Oscar worthy and ended up not really getting that much attention. Then everyone was saying it was going to be a box office flop, and it made nearly 700 million around the world.
Did it make that much?
Yeah. Wow. So it's an interesting, curious, massive blockbuster which you just don't see anymore.
No, indeed not. But also, like, you really do scratch the head. It's Matthew McConaughey and Jessica Chastain and more besides, but I don't know. I mean, I must say, I actually enjoyed the cinema of it.
Yeah.
But I mean, I can't necessarily. I mean, really, the plot needs to make a bit more sense than it probably did. Although then again, they could say this. Like, I mean, Inception. You know, when it came to the Inception bit in this, actually, when he's in the hospital, the whole world goes upside down. I mean, it's like, what's going on exactly? And then the fifth dimension.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the band.
No, I think the last 45 minutes the film just kind of got away from itself and it was trying to be a bit more ambitious.
Do you know, is it based on anything that could actually be like new scientific discovery stuff, or is it all gobbledygook?
Well, I know they got, is it Kip Thorne in as like a mind to work on the script? So everything in there up to a certain point is scientifically possible. And then everything after that point is just, let's just see how it looks on the big screen.
It's a curio, so if you want to go there too, it's called Interstellar. It's on DVD this weekend. Rory Cashin, movie reviewer for State.ie. Thanks a million for talking to us, Rory.